USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Representative Bob Good, Republican of Virginia, told Fox News he will introduce legislation Wednesday that would make teaching critical race theory in federally funded schools a civil rights violation.
What we hope to accomplish is to advance Martin Luther King's principles, which were to judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin. We don't believe that race defines a person, that, you know, we're not responsible for the sins of our past.
Critical race theory has become a battleground issue in local school districts nationwide. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said on Tuesday she's looking for G20 countries to reach political agreement on a global minimum corporate tax deal at their summit in October and has not ruled out a rate higher than 15%. Some 134 countries agreed over the summer to support a global minimum tax of at least 15%. This is USA Radio News.
Remember when California was the golden state? Not anymore. Soaring crime, overregulation, and high taxes are forcing taxpayers to flee. Now, Newsmax's Rob Schmidt looks at what happened in his special series, California, It's Over. Rob walks on the Reagan Ranch with Governor Kristi Noem, and he talks to the insiders and reports from Los Angeles. Find out why you need to be worried, because California's mess may soon be coming to your state. Watch Rob Schmidt on Newsmax at 10 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services like Samsung, Roku, Pluto, or Zumo. Or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds, and you can watch us anytime, anywhere. California's nightmare is spreading. Watch Rob Schmidt on Newsmax tonight.
Healthcare workers in Colorado have until Friday to get their first COVID-19 vaccine under a Colorado Board of Health rule, after which they could face termination. Former Colorado nurse Destiny Carpenter told Fox News that she has already been fired.
They basically told me that I am voluntarily resigning, and I explained to them that that wasn't the case at all. But they were firing me because I chose not to get the vaccine.
The State Board of Health is requiring all employees, direct contractors, and support staff at 3,800 licensed healthcare facilities in Colorado to get their first dose no later than September 30th. The FBI Pittsburgh Field Office, together with FBI headquarters and field offices throughout the nation, is engaged in a multifaceted statewide effort to build public awareness of hate crimes and encourage reporting to law enforcement, an FBI statement said. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
General Mark Milley, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and General Kenneth McKenzie, Commander of the U.S. Central Command, exposed through their sworn testimony the lies told by President Joe Biden on the question of leaving a residual force in Afghanistan. And Florida Republican Representative Michael Waltz told Newsmax that this decision made the United States less safe.
What did the Pentagon recommend, and then what did Biden ignore? We know from today that Biden has said, look, nobody told me to leave a residual force, and we know that now to be false. We know that now to be a lie.
Milley testified on Tuesday before the Senate Armed Services Committee that he advised leaving a residual force of 2,500 troops in Afghanistan, as did McKenzie. Climate group Insulate Britain blocked the UK's busiest motorway twice on Wednesday. Activists from the group blocked Junction 3 of the M25 in Kent at around 7:30 a.m. and glued their hands to the road surface, Kent police said. 11 people were arrested at the scene on suspicion of obstructing the highway, conspiracy to commit public nuisance, and criminal damage. A few hours later, the group again brought traffic to a halt on M25 by blocking the Swanley roundabout, also in Kent. Insulate Britain, an offshoot of Extinction Rebellion, has been demanding that the government insulate all homes across the UK to cut carbon emissions. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.